Welcome to A Resurrected Life, Daily Reflections for Lent. Today is Tuesday, week 4 of Lent. Our reading comes from the Gospel of John and is titled, Seeing God at Work. After this, there was a festival of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now in Jerusalem by the sheep gate there is a pool, called in Hebrew Bethzatha, which has 5 porticos. In these lay many invalids, blind, lame, and paralyzed. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been there a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?"
Those of us who are physically able and take pride in our ability to do things with ease may resist the observation that from the perspective of the God who loves us and calls us into being, we are the blind, the lame, and the paralyzed. Our inability to see God's presence around us and consistently identify what is really important indicates our blindness. Our halting attempts to reach out to others and take the journey beyond ourselves and our habitually narrow worldview indicates our lameness. Our unwillingness to go the extra mile and genuinely stand beside those in need, despite the cost to ourselves, indicates our paralysis. We resist the thought that we are the blind, the lame, and the paralyzed referred to in the reading today. We are reminded of a reading earlier in Lent. In the Transfiguration account, we noted the disciples' inability to process what was happening before their eyes. James and John are rendered mute, and Peter completely misunderstands what is required of him. Most of us have very little idea of what God is doing, much less an awareness of how we are to respond. We are the blind, the deaf, the lame, the leper, the paralyzed, and the possessed that feature throughout the Gospels.
Putting the word into practice.
Another way of looking at it is that we suffer from a crisis of imagination. We cannot imagine that God wants to work in and through us as he reaches out to everyone with whom we come in contact. This lack of imagination affects our ability to carry out our mission. One way this manifests is in our inability to see past our long-established ways of doing things and our desire to preserve our structures in preference to genuinely responding to the needs of those around us. The church is called to be the house of the Father, with doors always wide open. Everyone can share in some way in the life of the church. Everyone can be part of the community. Pope Francis from Rejoice and Be Glad.
Let us pray. Jesus, write your wisdom on my heart and empower me to live the joy of the gospel in our world. Amen.